It is a Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanchis right here on 720 WGN. But then again, Judy already told you that. All right.
Several times.
In the studio. Don't forget, News or Ruse is coming your way, honey. Don't forget about that. Coming at 5:40.
Do I get to play?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you. I'm making you play today.
Finally.
Making you play. It's gonna be you and Carrie Wood and Violetta. Mark, because of his mishandling of the guest of his contestant
so
yesterday, he got thrown into the barrel.
I recall winning yesterday. That's all I recall.
It was a mishandling.
Yeah.
It was a complete mishandling.
It was ugly getting there.
If it were not for your contestant, it would have been a complete disaster.
I mean, I remember Violetta taking 10 hours to make a decision. That's what I remember. But that's okay. I'll take the bullet here.
All right. Then that you will. All right. This is something we want to bring attention to here. I know we're talking about Trump versus God, but let's talk about God's work here for just a second.
Absolutely.
This is a group called the Disabled Patriot Fund, and with us right now, John LaFlamboy and Phil Bell, and they are doing an event that we want to tell you about here. And first of all, let's start. And who wants to start with this to describe what it is that this organization is designed to do, John?
Well, I mean, what the Disabled Patriots Fund is all about is, you know, we've got these local people here in the Chicagoland that are coming together to help soldiers and their families when they come home from the war on terror and they've been injured or, put in a disadvantaged place. You know, it was basically just a group of people that said, we want to do something about this. The government's not doing enough for our soldiers, so we're going to step in.
What kinds of things do you find? Because you hear these stories all the time, like, you know, where they've returned home and, wow, that isn't provided for them, or they don't have that kind of help, or that kind of type of job training isn't available. What types of things are you guys helping to provide our men and women coming home?
Well, some of the amazing things, some of the stories I've heard since I've been helping here and there as a volunteer is, you know, I hear these soldiers coming home that, you know, they lost their legs, but their house simply isn't outfitted for a wheelchair. You know, something as simple as wheelchair ramps. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what kind of inspired some of these builders to jump. And like, we can build that. Mm-hmm. We can build a house that is suitable for this family. Or, you know, tricking out their van to make sure the van is a wheelchair accessible van. Mm-hmm. Or just helping them out with some bills to pay some bills to get by. Because they've come home and they've got a lot of struggles to deal with. And, you know, it's nice when the community comes together to help people out.
And, you know, we're talking about what the VA does and can't do or mm-hmm. won't do. There was a story just yesterday,
so
ABC
troubling.
7, Chuck Gowdy, who we were just talking to, his I-team did an investigation into the Veterans Administration suicide hotline that was literally putting people on hold or asking to call them back. Now, that was like a joke. I believe that was a George Carlin joke. Suicide hotline, please hold.
Yeah, no,
right?
I've seen that.
They were sending them to voicemail as well. And they're saying they had a spike in the number of veterans calling the crisis hotline, but they certainly were not outfitted to be able to field the calls, which is horrible.
Now, Phil, you're a veteran.
Yes.
And so what brought you to this?
Well, basically, when I got injured in March of 2006, when I got home in around June, Disabled Patriot Fund came knocking on my door. I didn't know who they were, didn't know what they wanted to do, but they just asked me what I needed help with. At that time, I didn't need anything, but kind of like just when a veteran comes home, I think he's trying to get orientated to the new place, trying to figure out what's going on with life, trying to deal with the injuries that he came home with. And, you know, you start to figure out exactly, you know, there's more problems than what you first thought there was. Mm-hmm. It got to a point where, you know, I was on a medical hold in the Army. I was at a place where I was around nobody I served with, no family, no friends. They initially got me home for a weekend so I could spend some time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, they paid for some physical therapy equipment that I was able to get out of Fort Polk, Louisiana, and get back to the Chicago area probably months sooner than I would have if I was still there. And, you know, basically it got
down. And this is all stuff Disabled Patriot funded for you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So basically when I kind of got my life back together and, you know, understood what I was going through, I knew I couldn't open up my pocketbook and give back what they did, but I asked them, what can I do? Because I have plenty of time. And that's kind of when I started getting involved working with disbursements, because the easiest thing is a lot of soldiers, it's hard for them to talk and ask ordinary people, citizens, for help. But sometimes talking to another veteran who's been through some of the same stuff they have been, it kind of relaxes them a little bit.
That's an excellent point, too, because, I mean, obviously there's the code of honor and all those kinds of things, and just not wanting, and these are people who have, as it's been described now in this election year, most of whom by guys who didn't serve, they know, service heart, and that's what veterans have. They and these are all volunteers, chose to go into the United States military, chose to potentially sacrifice themselves or parts of themselves to whatever they were told to go do, regardless of judgment of it, right? And so that's one of the things, and I gotta say, I mean, the VA has been, I'm using Donald Trump's words here, but I hate to do it. It's been disgraceful, really, how they have handled so much of their business here. It's gotten slightly better than it was in 2008 or 9 or 10 or 11, but I don't think enough, and not quickly enough.
Yeah, it seems like every time they take three steps forward, they take two back. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot that they have gotten better with, especially here in the Chicagoland area, because we got a lot of great hospitals that are connected with the VA.
Right.
But there's a lot that they still don't do. It seems like they'll take care of the injuries as soon as they know what the injury is, but they won't do anything to kind of reduce the pain, as we're a lot of that, you know, daily, still monthly, I still have to pay out a lot of my, you know, income to get the care that I need to help reduce the pain so I can go on living day to day without pain.
Do you mind if I ask you what the injury was?
I actually got hit by an IED, so I took I fractured my back, and I basically had a lot of muscle damage to the back area.
Mm-hmm. In Iraq?
Yes.
All right. And what unit were you with? Who were you with?
I was with, basically at that time, with Command MSTICI, Multinational Security Transition Command Iraq. We were working with the Iraqi forces. So basically, wherever there was a hot spot, that's where we were with them.
Right. Yeah, the military is just full of acronyms, aren't they? It's just no matter what it is.
Hard to follow.
I have to say, though, I do hand it to the Army. They're better than the Navy, that just takes the front of every word and smushes it together. So you have a 26-letter word that means absolutely nothing by the time you're done with it. John, explain what this event is going to be on Saturday.
So this is their second annual concert event. It's a night out with the soldiers, and they've got live music, you know, some great bands, High Fidelity's playing. There's a tribute to
awesome.
Neil Diamond. There's a tribute to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, nice.
There's tons. I keep hearing food. There's tons of food. drinks, dancing, raffles, auctions. It's just a great night out and a night to meet the soldiers, to talk to the soldiers.
Yeah. Because
they'll be there too. And that's, you know, it's one of the reasons I love this group, is it really is just everyday people, working people that want to do something. Mm-hmm. And they're doing so much right now that it's funny. We talked about the VA. It's now the VA that's sending them requests. So now the VA is sending requests to disabled patriots because they have been stepping up and filling that hole. So I think that's one of the interesting is at least the VA sees that they can reach out to these groups and use them too. But yeah, so the point is this Saturday, though, it's all about raising money. You know, we got to put money in the coffers. We got to have enough to take care of these families.
Much is it?
It's only $25.
Oh, that's easy.
$25.
Can you just show up, or do you need to buy it in advance?
You could just show up. I say buy it in advance. It's great. This group does have a lot of support, but I would buy your tickets online. You can go to disabledpatriotsfund.com.
Patriot. No,
disabledpatriot.com.
No,
I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, disabledpatriotsfund.com. Yeah. And not only can you buy tickets, but if you can't come out to the event, you could sponsor right there. You could donate right there. Mm-hmm. And know that when you do it, this group, 90 cents on every dollar goes straight to the veterans. No one's getting paid on this board. No one's making huge salaries. They all volunteer.
And we've read about all that, too.
Oh, gosh.
We're talking about the VA. What a mess that is. There are some incredibly sad stories about people who are taking advantage of this country's incredible generosity and love for the veterans, especially these young men and women who went over and served in the war on terror, and taking advantage of that generosity and spending it on lavish trips to Hawaii.
Talk about disgraceful.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So disabledpatriotfund.com. The concert is Saturday night, Gaelic Park in Oak Forest. So if you're in the southern suburbs, great, perfect, right? It's right there in your backyard. If you're anywhere else, you're commanded to go. Gaelic Park, Saturday night, starts at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock. High Fidelity is the big act, but you got all those other things and the food and the food and the food.
Yeah, there's more food than one can imagine. It's going to be warm this weekend, so you're going to want to get out.
Yeah,
right.
Great weather.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, that's a nice deal right there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Phil, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
And John, thank you for your service to them.
No, thank you for helping. I'm always glad to help.
All right. Excellent.